So this fitna sometimes can be in the wealth, sometimes can be in the property, sometimes it can be within the home. Yes, I was saying that in the home, this fitna of the television, which I went around talking about and giving one example everywhere, and that is that those people who say that we are namazis, we are making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and we do this and we do that. But when it comes to the same television, then they say that we don't commit zina, we don't drink, we don't gamble. But in some homes they've got two, some homes they've got three, and there was one Amil down here in South Africa, and he had made one condition, that I only give taweez if you don't have TV in your home. Now his condition was very difficult. So he says, in one home, I had to make them take out eight television sets. Eight television sets. Say, any more there? Say, yeah, there is one more small one there. Another one, one more in there. No, until you don't take that out, I don't give you taweez. Well, he used that to make them get rid of the TVs. So I said, now imagine how much of zina comes on the TV. In that person's sitting room, bedroom, lounge, yeah, there, everywhere, there's zina that's coming. There's drinking, there's gambling. Then sometimes the scene is being enacted in a graveyard. Now all those graves are coming in the on the pictures. Sometimes the actor is singing in the church. Sometimes the film actress is dancing in the temple. Sometimes it's here, sometimes it's there. So many different kinds of scenes are all coming. All coming one after the other. Now where is the place left then for angels of Rahmat to come in those homes? So that person who says, I was not indulging in all these things, what was he doing there? So there's so much of fitnas that are coming. But the problem is that we justify these fitnas. One is the person admits, he acknowledges, he confesses that indeed there is a weakness, there's a shortcoming. I agree with you that it is haram. Because when the major content is haram, then how can we declare that little as halal and permissible? Who can deny that? That the major content of all the programs is haram. When 80% is haram, then are we going to look at the 20% benefit and what destruction it is bringing in the lives of our children? So these are the fitnas that are coming from different angles in different forms. And then very soon we will have Islamic television. So that those people who haven't got a television, in the name of Islam now or learning Islam, they will buy a television. Then when you are going to ask them that why have you bought a television when you never had before, then they will say because there are Islamic programs that are coming on Islamic television. Can you see the fitnas, how they will come? And in the name of deen they will come. So we have to be on guard long before these fitnas come. We will be condemned, we will be criticized, we will be mocked, we will be teased, we will be laughed at. We will be called people of the orthodox lifestyle and camel age. And old, outdated ideas, we must move with the times. You'd rather be criticized for not doing the wrong thing. We'd rather be criticized for not doing that which is wrong. We are not doing that which is wrong. They criticize you, you must be happy. What's this? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what kind of criticism he went through? Sahaba-i-kiram, radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, awliya-i-kiram. So they'd rather criticize and laugh and ridicule and mock. We must take it in from one ear and out from the other. Then that we should be criticized by the angels of Allah Ta'ala or by Allah Ta'ala himself, we should be condemned. That should be our main concern. Again, something that came to mind, why should I let it go? And that is what I said a week or two ago, that it is indeed beautiful that what was the characteristic of the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, and in their footsteps, whoever followed, they are unconcerned about what the people say. As long as it is on Quran and Sunnah, they are following, then they do not concern themselves. Unfortunately, today, those who do the wrong things also, they say the same thing. Those who indulge in haram also, they say the same thing. They don't worry about what people say. You must go ahead. It is just like that. Hazrat Khaja Sahab, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai.